This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Ugly and underappreciated, bitter melon has an aggressive bitter taste that can even have adventurous eaters spitting it in their napkins. But like many strong-tasting vegetables, such as broccoli, broccoli rabe, cabbage, bitter melon is incredibly healthful, and it's in season now. Dr. Pamela Yee, a physician who is certified in both internal and holistic medicine, grows bitter melon on her farm in Nyack, New York. We're speaking with her about bitter melon for this week's Last Chance Food. Hi, Pamela. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks, Amy.
So we spoke with Serious Eats writer Chi-Chi Wong about bitter melon, and this is what she said.
The Chinese believe that bitter melon has a cooling effect on the digestive system. But I do sort of notice that when I eat bitter melon, I feel better, especially on a hot summer day. There's something very calming about its effect.
So, Pamela, is there any truth to this, or is this just a cultural myth?
Bitter has a property to aid in digestion. So it does make sense that, like other bitters, like Angostura bitters, Swedish bitters, these are things that help to release digestive juices.
And this idea of cooling or heating, how does that line up, that Chinese way of looking at things line up with Western ways?
It doesn't line up. It's a completely different thought process. There's no scientific explanation for that.
A report was published earlier this year about bitter melon extract. It was used in breast cancer studies, and it was found to kill breast cancer cells. Was this just a headline grabber, or was this really a serious study?
It's a headline grabber, and I think it needs to be put into context, because if you look at the research databases, there are literally hundreds of different substances from foods and botanicals that have activity against a lot of different cancer cell lines. So this is one of many, and what's important to note is that these studies are mostly, and in this study, was in a laboratory setting, or they're done in animal studies. So there are very few studies looking at these botanicals and substances in foods in clinical trials. But that doesn't mean that we should discard this valuable information.
Just means more research is necessary.
Absolutely.
You know, typically in nature, when Mother Nature doesn't want you to eat something, she makes it bitter. So is there anything that we should worry about in eating bitter melon?
Well, I want to preface this by saying that bitter melon is completely safe to eat, and it's demonstrated by long-term consumption in Asian cultures. But in some animal studies, it appears to reduce sperm count, and it might actually induce periods and cause miscarriages in animals. So it's a relative contraindication for someone who's seeking to become pregnant, who's already pregnant.
It is very warty looking. Mm-hmm. I have one here that you brought in for me. It looks like a cucumber that has a bad case of acne. How do you determine, how do you prepare this? Do you peel it? Do you saute it? Do you steam it?
You don't peel it. You cut it into sections, and ideally you want to draw out some of the bitterness. So what one can do is they can either salt it or boil it in salted water, and that releases some of the bitterness.
Chi-Chi Wong explained how to pick out slightly milder bitter melon at the grocery store.
The ones that are a little bit whiter or yellower on the exterior, those just taste like melons that have sort of a pucker to them. But if you get the darker bitter melons, then those are incredibly almost, uncomfortably bitter.
Now, the degree of bitterness won't affect the nutritional value of the melon, right?
I think that probably the more bitter, the better it is for you.
Oh, okay. So for those who want the health benefits of the bitter melon but are nervous about the sharp taste, what are your suggestions for preparing it?
Traditionally, in a lot of different cultures, it's stuffed with meat and spices. So it partners really well with strong and pungent flavors like fermented black beans, tamarind, chili, garlic, and various Asian fish sauces and shrimp pastes. So you definitely want to partner it with something. You don't want to have it alone, ideally.
Thanks for coming in, Pamela.
Thank you.
Dr. Pamela Yee is a physician at Beth Israel Center for Health and Healing in New York City. Pamela's father has a recipe for stir-fried bitter melon stuffed with pork in a fermented black bean sauce. A lot going on there. You'll want to check that recipe out. Go to our culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.